Welcome to Talk About Service, the radio roadshow that travels in search of those private businesses and public institutions that get it when it comes to consumer satisfaction. Here now is your guide on the safari for good service, Ed Horrell.
I'm excited to have as my guest for this segment of the show, Lisa Barnes. Lisa joins us from Canada. She's a coach, speaker, and podcast expert, and I like this. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me here, Ed.
Lisa, this podcasting deal is incredible.
Yeah, it's exploding.
It really is.
It's huge.
I stumbled into it about not quite a year ago, but and obviously have just been overwhelmed with where it's going. And you have identified, I think, three pretty major trends that coaches in particular are going to experience in 06 with podcasting. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm a coach myself, and one of the things that's frustrating for me is doing complimentary sessions. I can't stand them. They have never worked for me.
No, wait a minute. I thought rule number one in coaching was do complimentary sessions.
Yeah, yeah. That's rule number one. And I just find them to be a waste of my time.
Wow.
And so when I stumbled across podcasting, about the same time you did, I stumbled across the word in October of 2004. I was like, okay, what's this thing? And I'm an early adopter of tech, all things tech, because that's my background. And so it took me another almost a year before I got my own podcast up and running, because at the time it was all the tech geeks, you know, I don't know, bragging about the new techie stuff.
Right.
So finally I got my podcast up in October, and I just found that it was such a great way to sell myself as a coach in terms of my style. And I would get emails from people saying, I love your style, I listen to your podcast, can we get together for coaching?
Well, you know, if you're going to hire in your business, that relationship and trust and just warm feeling is so important. And what better way to communicate that than letting people hear for themselves?
Oh, I agree. I agree. And for people who find that they're able to convince people, who find that when they speak to a crowd, whether it's your family over dinner or whether it's a large auditorium filled with 500 people, and you find you're able to convince people to take action, podcasting is so ideal for you. For me, I can write. I can write. I have the ability to write really great articles, which is the article you found. But I can't stand it. It takes me days. I have to be in some sort of energy, you know. So the planets have to align a certain way before I can bang out a few articles.
It's the old writer's muse, and I tell my wife, and she understands it, thank goodness, and accepts it, that when it hits, it hits. But I'm not capable of just sitting down and saying, okay, I'm going to write from 8 to 11 today.
Oh, neither am I. Neither am I. So I find that podcasting really taps into my strength, which is speaking. And that's why I just absolutely love using podcasting.
Well, Lisa, do our listeners a favor, because as a podcaster, I ask the question a lot, and I make sure that I even say, I don't want to sound condescending, but to a listener, are you familiar with podcasting? And more times than not, the response that I get is, I'm familiar with the term, but I really don't know what it is. Can you do just an elevator story for our listeners to what podcasting, when you hear the term, what does it mean?
Well, like you said, most people know the term, and they know that podcasting is just a play on the words iPod and broadcasting brought together and make podcasting.
Right.
But I liken podcasting is really the availability of audio that you can download to different devices, and you can listen to it while you're on the go. So, for example, many of your listeners will listen to your radio program.
Right.
And they have to go and they tune in at a certain time each week.
That's right.
And so as they're listening to it, they're, I don't know, cleaning their house, they're listening to their home or on the road as they're driving somewhere. Well, instead of sitting down and tuning in every Sunday at whatever time your broadcast airs, how about being able to listen to it on Tuesday after dinner?
Right.
And so that's what podcasting really is, because the internet and audio are nothing new.
Right.
Nothing new.
Right.
But what makes podcasting really, really powerful is that now you can take that content on the go, and the person that you're listening to is the person that controls that content. And so a great analogy that I love to use is magazines. Each of us probably have a favorite magazine.
Right.
So we send in a subscription.
Right.
We take that action only once, and then every month thereafter, we get a magazine in the mail.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, and it's just like podcasting. You find your favorite podcast using something like iTunes or other podcatchers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And podcatchers are just simply directories that list different podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And it just comes to you kind of sort of magically.
And it comes to you magically, yes. So, and you just take that one action by subscribing.
Yeah.
And then every time that podcast is updated with a new episode, it's automatically updated on your computer.
Right. And that's podcasting for you listeners who may not be familiar with it. And it's very simple. As a matter of fact, the process is called RSS, really yes. simple syndication.
That's right.
And it is literally that simple. Now, given that we've done a little bit of a primer as to what podcasting is, in coaching in particular, what do you think are how do you identify these trends that you think coaches are going to experience? You've sort of introduced how you find podcasting to be of assistance to you, because do I take it that you've pretty much eliminated the complimentary coaching session?
I have. Okay. Because most of the people who will listen to my podcast will hear my advice,
mm-hmm.
and will come to understand my style. Mm-hmm. And so when they contact me, they're ready to hire me.
That is in and of itself right there a yes. fabulous marketing tool.
It is.
You can
it
say,
is.
Listen to this when you like to. If you like it, give me a call. But this is who I am. This is my style. This is my verbal brochure.
That's right. And for a lot of consultants, coaches, even businesses, that's what makes podcasting so powerful. You control the message, but also you can prompt your listeners to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means when they are contacting you, it's because they're ready to do business.
That's tremendous.
Yes. And that's why I love podcasting.
Now,
Well,
I was going to ask you, are you finding more and more coaches buying into this technology?
Not yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is surprising. There are a few
mm-hmm.
coaches that are seeing the power. But one of the things that I'm seeing with coaches is that they're nervous about the technology, thinking that it's going to take forever for them to do, that they have to be this tech goddess or tech god
yeah.
in order to get this thing on the road.
I can vouch for that fact, because I am definitely neither one of those.
Yeah, that's right. And also, I find that a lot of coaches just don't understand really what are the fine points of a podcast to make it a powerful medium for
mm-hmm.
their audience. And so I know one coach that does a one-hour teleclass every month and releases that as a podcast. Now,
uh-huh.
give me a break. Who hasn't 60 minutes to sit down and listen to a teleclass?
Well, you know what? It's interesting that you say that, because obviously as a podcaster, I spend a lot of time online. I do spend an inordinate amount of my time online researching things for columns and speeches and now podcasting. And it appears that you've hit the nail on the head. Not very many people want to listen to an hour-long podcast.
No.
They want USA Today type thing, 15, 20-minute segments.
That's right. They want the information quick. It should be enough information that someone, if they're commuting to work or they're walking the dog,
yeah.
can listen to just
mm-hmm.
one podcast.
Right.
And even if that commute is 60 minutes,
yes.
that person wants to listen to maybe four or five different programs.
Right.
As opposed to listening to one person drone on and on and
yeah.
on and on
uh-huh.
about whatever.
Well, now, in the period of time that you've been podcasting, have your podcasts themselves taken different lives? I mean, do you still use the same format that you
no.
did on your very first podcast?
No, and I think that's another thing that scares off a lot of coaches and consultants from podcasting. They think they got to get it right from the start.
It doesn't happen
perfect.
That way, does it?
No.
You morph into, it's constantly changing.
That's right. I mean, what I started out with was just, you know, just me and I was talking and, you know, I thought that was a great podcast. And it took me about 10 episodes before I finally found a format that works.
What is your format, out of curiosity?
Well, my format, I start off with my voice just saying what date it is,
mm-hmm.
What episode you're listening to, and who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Then I launch into my intro music,
mm-hmm.
and that's consistent every podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I talk about a little bit about myself, what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Then I add a clip from a recent teleclass or a coaching session that I feel that my listeners would find valuable. And it's only about 5 minutes of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I end off with a little clip from my dad. Every week or so I talk to him, and he gives me this sage advice. And he's Jamaican, so his accent is very strong, and most people can't even understand what he's saying. But I recap at the end how his sage advice really can impact us as people who are in business.
Oh, how neat is that?
Yeah. And, of course, I get a lot of emails saying, I don't understand what your dad said, but, hey, it was great advice with your summary at the end. And then I ended off with, you know, here's how you can contact me. If I added a little clip of my teleclass at the end of that segment, I just say, if you want to hear the full 60 minutes, go to my website, and you can buy the audio CD. So those are ways I play, you know, those are the ways I try to generate leads, I try to generate income, and also to make it interesting and fun.
And has it worked?
It has. It has.
Now, tell, what are the trends that you see are going to happen in 06?
In 06, I sense that a lot more podcasts are going to become paid.
Really?
Yes.
Now,
but
how do you think, how is that payment going to happen? Are people going to subscribe to them and pay a fee to
that's
listen?
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that blogging, a lot of people couldn't make a lot of money from blogging.
Right. Did anybody ever figure that out, by the way?
No. I mean, some people did with this Google AdSense stuff, but
yeah.
I mean, you have to have a lot of page views. But I believe that podcasting is so unique simply because all the tools are out there that will allow many of us to be able to turn podcasts from a free to a paid format.
So I want to hear this teleclass from Lisa Barnes, for an example, and she's selling this for X amount of dollars.
Yes.
I drop that to you, and I download the file and listen to it as I want to listen to it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And iTunes is probably the one of the best tools out there that will allow many of us to do that. Now, it won't happen immediately. It seems like the only people making money off of podcasts right now are people with celebrity statuses or large corporations.
Yes.
And that's fine. But I believe that they're leading a new trend where people like you and me who are podcasting, we're the average Joe, and we've got a good size audience, but not millions, that we're going to start to demand that payment too. And with iTunes, you know, you could purchase downloads. They had their 1 billionth download.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And so that's only telling us that this is exactly what consumers want. Mm-hmm. If you provide really great content at an affordable price, $1.99 a download or $2.99 a download, consumers are willing to pay for that.
Well, it is definitely we are definitely an economy of I want it when I want it.
That's right.
And that's what this is all about.
That's right. And it's too bad the music industry didn't wake up back in 1999 with Napster. Instead of doing something with Napster and saying, hey, you guys are onto something here, let's join forces. Instead, they go to war with Napster and in return going to war with consumers.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, that's exactly what consumers are telling these record companies and movie industry people what they want. They want their entertainment when they want it.
Mm-hmm. It's clear because of the resounding success that podcasting is having. What else do you think is going to happen in 06?
Exactly. What else in 06? So we're going to move to paid. As I said before, coaches will start to eliminate complimentary coaching sessions because of their podcast.
Now let's talk about that for just a second.
Of course.
Because this whole coaching profession is another interesting phenomenon that I have observed. I am not a coach, and that is not to say that I don't want to be one. I just it's a direction that I've never gone in.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I talk to quite a few coaches, interview quite a few on their different areas of expertise.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that the old tried and true method of getting a client is to kind of give them a taste.
That's
and
me.
That taste usually comes in, I guess, what, a 30-minute or an hour 30-minute free consultation over the telephone.
But you see, the danger with those complimentary sessions that I'm finding is that it's never 30 minutes. Because part of a coach's, in order to convince that client to join forces with you and pay you for the coaching services, you've got to show them that you've got what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And then oftentimes in 30 minutes, it's just not enough. And because coaches are in a helping profession, there's a temptation to continue helping that client until an hour has gone by. And then the client leaves the call saying, or the prospect, sorry, the prospect, not a client yet. The prospect leaves the call saying, you know what? I feel like I've just solved my problem. Thank you so much. And off they go. Meanwhile, the poor coach is sitting there scratching their head and saying, wait a minute, we still have more work to do. You've got to hire me.
Yeah.
But in fact, that whole 60 minutes was spent helping that person through that problem.
Now this whole coaching thing is almost like podcasting, is it not? I mean, it's,
sure is.
It hasn't been a short life, but it's really growing phenomenally fast.
I think the International Coaching Federation predicts that by 2010 there'll be 60,000 coaches certified worldwide.
Is that right?
And I mean, they're only half that amount right now. So the coaching profession is taking off.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the way coaches think about how they enroll and gain new clients has to change. Because who has 30 minutes to spend on the phone with mountains and mountains of prospects to whittle down and only hire one gain one or two clients
yes.
in the process?
Yes. Well, I mean, it defeats the purpose of what you're trying to do, especially considering the way I assume that coaches tend to bill, and that's for their time.
That's right. That's right. So that's one of the things that I believe that podcasting is going to help a lot of coaches to do. So eliminate those complimentary coaching sessions, because instead of sitting there, well, in my mind, wasting time helping a client through their problem and having that breakthrough during that comp session, instead they'll use that podcast. And they'll use that 15 minutes and deliver that great content and great information and advice and deliver it and have 20,000 downloads. And out of that, maybe 2 clients. And that's a better use of time.
Now, if a listener is listening and saying, okay, I'm sold. Lisa has sold me. I'm in the podcasting business. What do I do first? Where do I go? Where do I learn how to do this? I'm ready to podcast. I don't have a clue. What are you going to tell them to do?
Well, I'm going to tell them that there are several ways to do this. So if you want to get up and running quickly.
Quick.
You can, and for little to no cost. The easiest thing to do would be to go to blogger.com, create a free blog account, and then they've got a complimentary service called audioblogger.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, and then it's as simple, once you set yourself up, it's as simple as picking up the phone, dialing a number, and leaving a message, and talking through, and then leaving that advice. And then once you hang up, the MP3 file is updated right away to your blog, and now you're podcasting.
Just that simple.
The drawback, however, is that you only can record up to, I think, 2 minutes or so. It's very short. Yeah, it's not too long.
A short podcast.
Three minutes. And bandwidth may become an issue if you suddenly find your celebrity status after that first or second broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two issues you run into.
So let's take the newbie who goes, been there, done that, tried it, I'm ready to go to the next level.
Next level.
What quick advice would you give for them?
Next level. Well, you'll need a few tools to get yourself started, and these are the things I use. If you go to cubicledivas.com, which is my podcast, and listen in, you'll hear how professional it sounds. And all I use is a Plantronics headset, and I plug that into my USB port.
Right.
Download a free audio editing tool called Audacity, and you can go to Google and search for that. It's not Audacity.com, AudaCity. And for Mac users, GarageBand is, I hear rave reviews about that. And all you need to do is hit the record button in that recording software, record your message, and the nice thing is that you can edit out the ums and the uhs and all your mistakes, save it as an MP3 file. And if you have access to your web server, then log in, upload your MP3 file, update your web page with the information about your podcast, and really, that's it.
It's a fairly straightforward process, and as a podcaster and not being very technocratic, I can tell you that once you get the hang of it, you're good to go. And
yes, it is.
You do your podcast, and it's really out there, and it's amazing how, with a little marketing effort, you can create your own audience.
Absolutely.
Your own listenership.
Now, the only thing that might creep in as you're furiously creating your podcast is a whole term called pod fading. And that was a term that was developed by a journalist at Wired News, as he wrote an article talking about a lot of these podcasts that never reach their 10th episode because people become overwhelmed, they become bored.
Yeah.
So if you think that that might be an issue or you're too busy, but you really want to get a podcast out, you can outsource that stuff to people. And most what people do is they tend to record the MP3 file and then send the recording off to a post-production company that will mix in the music, prepare it, upload it, and then that's it.
Of course, you're going to spend a few extra bucks.
You will, definitely.
It's going to be a better quality.
Yeah, but it'll be better quality, and then you can focus on building your practice or building your business as opposed to sitting there for 5 hours one afternoon fiddling around with all the tools.
And I think listeners need to understand that podcasting does not necessarily imply daily, weekly, or even monthly. It is when you want it.
When
you've got something to say, put it out there. And it's amazing how people find you. Lisa, you have been a fabulous guest.
Awesome. I'm glad to be here, Ed.
How do our listeners get in touch with you?
If you go to caprica.ca, C-A-P-R-I-C-A, caprica.ca, you'll find a lot of information about podcasting, and you'll be able to sign up for my newsletter called Business Podcasting Strategies. And that's where I provide information and tips on how you can make the most out of podcasting for your business in particular for your business, and use it as a very effective marketing tool.
Let's give them that website one more time.
Caprica.ca.
Caprica.
C-A-P-R-I-C-A.
Lisa, you've been great. Lisa Barnes is a coach and speaker and podcast expert, and I've really enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you so much. I'm Ed Harrell. This is Talk About Service, and I hope you'll join us again. Thanks for listening.